You just heard my story about Peterborough Chief of Police Stuart Betts announcing a change in their stance on open-air drug use in the city. Essentially, beginning October 5th, the Peterborough Police have adopted a zero-tolerance policy for illicit drug use in public spaces in an effort to create a safer environment for community members. This announcement sparked conversations in Peterborough about how effective this no-tolerance stance will be, with many feeling concerned about the safety of the people affected most by this change, the people who are actually using drugs in Peterborough. I have with me today a person who shares this concern about the Peterborough Police's new stance on drug use. This individual actively works in harm reduction in Peterborough and spends a lot of time with the people most effective. With me today, I have Star Fiorato, Parnes Harm Reduction Peer Support Coordinator. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
So, do you want to start by just telling me what you do and what KT6 is?
Perfect. I work with a crew of people. There's around 25 of them. I'll explain the KT6, what that means first. So KT6 means keeping the six. It's generally a criminalized term we use for watching over somebody's back to make sure that they're safe. You use it back in the day for during prohibition, break and enters, using drugs. And so you're watching somebody's back and making sure they're safe. So KT6, keeping the six, and then crew meaning compassion, respect, educate, and welcome. And this group is working within the context of like keeping each other safe and also our community and sharing and gathering information with politicians, with the police, not with the police in the way that we rat, but like sharing like how they can do better. This is not doing better, by the way. We work with issues on streetwise, shelters, social service, and then also Indigenous. But with every problem that we have, we also make sure that there's a solution. So we're very solution-based. We've put out a photo journal called Initials in a Tree. We're working with in community of doing that and inspiring people to find love and joy and understanding of things that have happened in the past that might have looked traumatic or might have been traumatic. And then also we have a podcast starting to go with the book. And yeah. That's what we do.
Thank you. Yeah. So yesterday, when you found out about this announcement from Chief Betts, how did you feel?
Oh, that's a big open-ended question. Yeah. The feeling was just a little bit of frustration for the people who don't understand what he was trying to say. For myself, I understand the optics of what police are always trying to show to the politicians, to where they get their money, to their chiefs, or like the higher-ups. I understand how our town is run and which side of the politics we are on, and didn't surprise me that they're looking at an Edmonton style of policing. So frustration, anger, confusion, because they're saying they're not going to arrest, but they're going to make sure that you're not criminalized, but you're going to be told to move around. It's just shiny talk for people who don't like drug users.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I do think that I think I need a little bit of clarity about some of the things he was talking about yesterday as well. So it seems that this announcement is about a change and that they're adopting a new stance. But what was it like before? What was their stance before? And how is their method different as of yesterday morning?
Well, that's yet to be seen. Okay. Because it's only one day. I can say what I saw last night being on outreach with the KT6 and with the Parn truck, and it was very quiet on the street. There were no people using in public, which is a normal thing to see. Using in public with other people protects them. And we do not have a safe inhalation place here in Peterborough. And also we don't have a 24-hour safe inhalation or injection. If we had that, might have been better. So that's the change we actually need to see. So the changes that they're proposing are really that they're going to answer to the public that calls and makes a complaint. And I think they're going to be more focused on the violence that happens when someone is in psychosis rather than the drug use. It's really about optics in my eyes and like how the public homeowners, business owners will be able to be felt that they're more heard rather than the people who are using drugs.
Mm-hmm.
because now the police will be like, oh, we're going to contact you within 60 minutes to let you know why we didn't come. I mean, you didn't come because you're maybe fighting real crime.
Yeah.
Drug users are not criminals. They are sick and they are needing help. And I don't mean sick in the way that some people might take that word. I mean, drug use is an illness.
Yeah. And so if this isn't actively helping these people who are using drugs in the community, what sort of effect may it have on that community?
The bad effect would be that they go into hiding to use. And when they are in hiding, people like Ifri and One Roof and One City and Parn, we won't be able to find them right away. And we won't be able to hand out the safe harm reduction supplies, safe sex supplies, safe sex worker supplies, naloxone, and people will die. And without us doing that work, then that's a more of a, it's a bigger burden on the taxpayers. For every person who contracts HIV, it's $500,000. $500,000 for harm, for the treatment, unless the person dies. But for treatment, that's what it costs our community per person. So when we can't find them, we can't help them and we can't treat them, and people will disappear and die. Maybe that's the optics that they're looking for, so that they can sell more homes and raise the taxes and have more businesses downtown. It's not okay. Mm-hmm. What we need are more supports, not more policing. We need more detox.
So, yeah, in yesterday's announcement, Chief Betts attributed community members' fear and feelings of being unsafe, at least in part, to illicit drug use in public spaces. He also said that they're implementing this change to, quote, make our streets safer for everyone, unquote. I guess my question for you is that will this change make the streets safer for anybody? Why or why not, and who?
Good question. So safer for the person walking their child down the street to go to the theater, so they don't have to explain who that person is on the corner looking like they might need something that they can't give them, whether it's food, a place to sleep. It's really safer in like not having to be empathetic to the people that are around us, which is not okay. If we can be safe in explaining the marginalization that happens within our community and in communities around the world, because this is not just Peterborough. This is everywhere. I've been everywhere. It's there. Maybe it will help people in the sense of if there is somebody in psychosis, they won't be around as much downtown. And so the people will feel like they're safer, or it'll appear that they're safer. But that's not okay either. We need to have mental health workers out allowing people to have safe places for people to go when they're in psychosis or when they're in the need to be well. And by well, I mean using drugs safely while they're trying to get off of using the drugs. We need that kind of safety, not NIMBY.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you mentioned it a few minutes ago, and Chief Betts stated that they don't want to criminalize anybody. He did use that word. They don't want to criminalize anybody who has an addiction. But they do intend to provide people the direction they need, he says, to consume these substances safely and to support people affected. As someone who works in harm reduction in Peterborough, do you think they're offering the appropriate direction and support to these individuals?
No.
So what sort of change would they need to implement? Because they have these pamphlets with information like we were talking about. I think they've consulted local organizations that work with people experiencing addiction. What sort of supports would the police need to implement to do this in a more appropriate way?
Mental health support workers in the cars. That's something that happened in Bancroft and in other communities. You have mental health people that come out and they know the people in the community. They know what they need. They're like, okay, do you need to get over the CTS right now? Let's get you over there. Let's get you into the hospital. You have an injury. Let's work with the street medicine doctors. That would be wonderful, right? Put them in the cars. Have them helping them with doing this work, have that harm reduction system navigation work working. This is something that we're working with in KT6, is really allowing the people that are in the KT6 to be those harm reduction system navigators. Knowing the people in the community is super important, and they know where they are, they know what they use, they know the supplies that they need. The police know that too, but they are being paid differently.
Yeah.
They're not being paid to help somebody get high.
Yeah.
They're helping people to not have a place to do it safely.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be wonderful if we had a bigger detox, if we had a place at the hospital where people could actually get treatment while, if they were injured and they're coming down off of drugs, they don't have a place to safely do that there because they end up going into psychosis. So that would be something that we could do with the police, like, or with, not with the police, but the police should allow that, the community to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Focus the money there.
Yeah.
Because people, when they're well, meaning if they're feeling like they're getting the medical treatment, the mental health treatment, they're more apt to use less. I have seen that in the KT6 crew. We have seen a ginormous change in the people that are in the crew, and they're motivated, and the people that see them in the crew are motivated to become part of the crew and to be part of the book and be part of everything. And that's, they're being a part of the change. And it would be lovely if maybe the police would come and chat with some of them with blinders on, first of all, so they couldn't see who they were, but to like find out how things could change on the street for the better.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think I have one more question to wrap it up. It's something that we talked about on the phone yesterday, but why do you think this happened now? Why do you think this announcement was yesterday and not 6 months ago or not in January of next year?
Well, from our conversation before our interview, the budget optics are really important for the police to be able to say, this is what we're doing with the money that we're asking for, because they've got an increase. I mean, the increase is there. They're being called for all of these calls all the time. It costs money. It costs so much money every time the police are called to look at somebody who's using drugs on their front lawn or down the street. So when they say that they're going to give an explanation of why they haven't arrived, they can be accountable. And also the budgetary increase will also look like it's important. So I just think it's down to the budget and the optics and making people in the community, the homeowners, the business owners, feel like they're being appeased.
Well, thank you so much for being here with me. I've been speaking with Star Fiorato from Parn and the KT6 crew, an active community member doing harm reduction in Peterborough. And we've been talking about the October 5th announcement from Chief Betts of a new no-tolerance approach to drug use in public spaces. This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Nogajiwinan.